Hello everyone and welcome to AV and Lighting Demystified. My name is Anka Trifan. I am your host and a producer of this podcast. With 20 years of experience in a variety of tech roles, from sound engineering, video production, lighting design, to event management and technical event planning, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs of the event production world, highlight and talk about new event technologies, translate hard-to-understand techie terms into layman's terms, and empower all you event planners with the inside tech knowledge that will make it easier and much smoother for you to plan your next event. Whether you are a beginner or a veteran, my goal is to provide you with enough relevant information to take your events to the next level. And while you're here, don't forget to follow Trifan Events, the producer of this podcast, on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube at Trifan Events, and that is T as in Tango, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, F as in Foxtrot, A as in Alpha, N as in November, Events, Echo, Victor, Echo, November, Tango, Sierra. If you want to show us some love, I would really, really appreciate if you could subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or whichever platform you listen to and leave a great review. Hit the 5 stars. It really helps this girl out and makes this podcast visible for all other people and event planners like yourself to find it. If you need the show notes, make sure to visit trifanevents.com/podcast. So stay tuned and let's get started. Welcome to my very first podcast episode. In this episode, we'll get to know each other. I'll be talking a bit about myself, my background, my hobbies and dreams, and I would love to get a few words from all of you listening to my podcast. And to do so, you can email me at podcast@trifanevents.com, which is trefanevents.com. Or DM me on Instagram at trefan_events, TREEFAN_events. So I can't believe that after weeks and months of planning and strategizing, I've got to my very first episode. I'm super excited to be bringing this content to you. And my goal and desire over the years has always been to empower you, the event planners, the event coordinators, the executive assistants, the development directors, the marketing relation coordinators, the special event associates, the event ambassadors. I mean, you name it, basically anyone that has ever planned an event aside from their birthday party and whom at one time or another had to make some big decisions regarding technology and event audiovisual. I think there's so much to be learned and my goal is to give you one extra tool in that shiny toolbox of yours that you go to day in, day out in your everyday hustle in this world called events. And while that's quite a broad term, my goal is to give you enough relevant information that can be applied across most common type of events, from conferences to corporate events to fundraisers to team building and executive retreats type of events. Each episode, we will touch on a topic related to technical planning, audiovisual and lighting management, and productions of events. And every 5 episodes, I am planning to bring one of you in, either an event planner or a audiovisual professional. So I'm super excited to kick this off, and I sure hope you're coming along. As you've heard by now, my name is Anka and I'm the founder, the brains and the engine behind Trifan Events. I'm also an advocate for women in the tech world, an eternal optimist in the goodness of people, and a strong believer in the power of we. So here's what I'm going to do. I will ask myself a series of questions. This basically will be an interview with myself to give you guys a chance to get to know me a little bit more. Now, I don't plan to do this every episode. Obviously, that would be kind of funny and would probably get tiring super fast. Let's see what happens. Anka, so happy to have you on my very first episode of the event AV and Lighting Demystified. It's an honor to have you in our studios, and without further ado, I would like to ask you the first of 5 questions. How long long have you worked in the events industry and planned and produced events? Well, I am so honored to be here. And to answer your question, I've worked in the events and entertainment industry for almost 20 years, from large-scale events on the front lines as a front-of-house sound engineer to small private events in LA for a few A-list celebrities, which has paved the way for wearing numerous hats over the years, such as sound engineers, as previously mentioned, as well as video director, event producer, technical director, and lighting tech and designer, which I know it's a sacrilege for a sound engineer. We don't mix with them lighting guys. Just kidding, because I just did. Nowadays, you will most often, though, find me behind the scenes with my team, whom I dearly call the boys. While I still run sound occasionally and fill any tech roles needed during my events, my main focus in the last 10 years has been on strategic event planning, event and account management, contract negotiations, budgets and ROI for fundraisers, auctions for profit and non-profit events, corporate events, and providing customer service and support to clients, attendees, sponsors, vendors, and team members to ensure a successful and seamless and stress-free event experience. I'm also a certified meeting professional by the events industry, and I pride myself in being the ultimate technical event planner for the event planners. I take this role quite seriously, and my favorite thing in the world is to take the cutting-edge technology tools and turn them into memorable event experiences for my clients while offering excellent customer service that enables long-lasting relationships. Lastly but not least, I'm a wife and a mom of two, and our family is quite passionate about the outdoors, environmental sustainability, lover of all things alive and green, hence the name for my company, Tree Fan, which is a play on the word fan of trees. If you didn't know, company involvement and development are some of my other focuses, especially when it comes to family and children appreciating and exploring nature with a diverse group of people. So basically, we love to spend our quality time as a family, hiking, adventuring, and exploring a lot. Well, Anka, that is fantastic. Now, do you have a specialty? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. Yes, my specialty and technical training is sound. As I've mentioned before, I'm a sound engineer of trade, still mixing for some of my events. I freelance occasionally and volunteer twice or three times a month at our local house of worship church. To add to your question, one of the questions I get asked often is, when did you know you wanted to be a sound engineer and work in event productions, especially in such a man-dominated tech world? And my answer to that has always been, when didn't I know? I was always in love with technology. I grew up in my dad's electrical shop basement, finicking and fixing things. And from the earliest memories I have, I was encouraged in this pursuit and interest of wires, cables, and mechanics of things, how things work. I remember having the opportunity of working a side job in high school as a radio DJ to the main local radio station in town. I mean, how often does that happen, right? And while growing to produce two different radio shows in a matter of months from starting there, my biggest interest was actually learning everything about that small Mackie, I think it was a 1402 mixer they had in the studio, and my fascination with how each knob of that three-band parametric EQ had the power to dramatically alter the sound waves was really, really high. I never for a minute thought that desire to know and learn more about sound engineering was not very common for a young girl, nor did I know the kind of hurdles I'd have to jump through life to make a path for myself because of my gender. I always had a fair amount of self-confidence, and that can lead to a lot of very positive things. It enables you to be outgoing even if you're not. It allows you to feel comfortable trying new things, unafraid of embarrassment. I still feel bad to this day for the very first wedding I volunteered to run sound for, and the RF issues I ran into that I had no idea nor knowledge at the time of how to troubleshoot, and nor did I have a backup plan for. But the key for me to grow in this area was really to just get over myself and next time make a contingency plan for when I am going to run into a similar situation. Had I have known that the Richard Nixon Library and Museum in South California was prone to wireless interferences, I'd have stayed away from wireless mics, but this is way before Shure Workbench and frequency mapping and coordination was a thing, people, so give me some grace. Anyway, going back to my childhood, I remember being pretty courageous and fearless as a child, thanks to a sense of kind of an absolute security and who I was. And this is because my parents, especially my dad, gave me a sense of my true worth, a confidence of being able to accomplish anything I wanted if I put my mind to it. That's not to say that I didn't have my good share of moments when I doubted myself and I questioned if I was on the right path, but I had to keep telling myself, it's okay if this is not what most of the other women are like. This career choice is maybe too bold, too man-dominated, too obnoxious, too inappropriate for women, but it is what you're most passionate about, so I wasn't going to stop just because of the perception of what that was like working in a man world. It wasn't always easy to have to prove myself over and over again at times to battle gender biases that unfortunately still persist and can be so predominant in the tech world. We all know certain behaviors that work for men often backfire for women, right? When a man is aggressive, other men might not take offense. But when a woman comes on strong, she can easily get a reputation of being difficult. Similarly, a young man can blow his own horn, but when a woman does it, she's seen as pushy. And perversely, male colleagues often disdain a woman who doesn't demand recognition, concluding that she's not ready for leadership. Which kind of sounds like a no-win situation, doesn't it? So being evaluated unfairly has happened numerous times over the course of my career, and fighting against and through that has been and at times is still hard. But because I did, and because I didn't just accept the status quo, my life changed for the better, and hopefully this will encourage you to take the steps necessary to shine in the skills and gifts you have. This not often talked about hardship gave me the passion and the motivation to step outside my comfort zone to mentor and help other women around me, especially in the tech world, to see their true value and provide guidance to those coming after me, because I've walked this path before. That was a lot of insight there, Anka. Thank you so much for sharing and being brave enough to say it out loud. Now, going to my third question, what's the best part about what you do? To answer your question, I think is when I get to walk with a client through the entire planning process, I get so much satisfaction to see my vision come to life, regardless of the budget I'm many times limited to work with. The trust my clients have in my creative vision is inspiring to really wow them each and every time. I call it a good day when I leave the event site after a very long day and the client just gives me the warmest hug one can give. That's what drives me to overcome any obstacles and produce a successful event for my clients. So, how do you manage stress leading up to an event? My strategy to managing stress leading up to an event is a very detailed planning, good sleep, a healthy diet, regular exercise, a good podcast that I listen to, and a lifting Spotify playlist which just pumps me up. Great. Well, I want to hear all about that lifting Spotify playlist. And my last question, what's your current favorite quote? doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will. But confidence in yourself will give you the strength to get up again and again. You've got to take it one single day at a time. If an entire day seems too overwhelming, then take it 1 hour at a time. Just remind yourself who you are. Your dream version of who you are. This is who you are on the inside. Your soul has always known who you are. That's why it keeps tugging at your heart, begging you to listen. That's what your what if is coming from. That's what makes you wonder what else is possible. You know deep down inside that a better version of you, a better version of this life is waiting on the other side of what if. The real you is destined for something more, your version of more, not somebody else's version. The first step in making that vision a reality is to stop apologizing for having the dream in the first place. It's not your job to make yourself fit into anyone else's ideal. It's your job believing in who you are and what you're capable of. It's time to be yourself, unapologetically, and to show the world what happens when a woman challenges herself for greatness. It's time to stop apologizing for who you are. It's time to become who you were meant to be. And that quote is from Girl Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. And yet, I am one of her fans, although I know she's not looking for fans in her book, she clearly says. But that's okay. Hey, Rachel, I may never meet you or know you face to face, but I'm still a fan. And more than a fan, I am definitely an aspiring leader for women that are working in the AV world, for women that want to work in the AV world, and for anyone that has a passion for technology. Well, thank you so much for your fascinating answers, and especially the last quote at the end. I mean, that was fire. Emoji, fire, fire, fire. In line with that, do you have any podcasts that you currently listen to that you would recommend to our listeners? Well, I'm glad you asked. One of my most favorite podcasts that I listen to currently is How I Built This with Guy Raz. And I just love the insight and the journey some of the biggest entrepreneurs of our time took and the movements they built. The other podcast I frequently listen to is called Meeting Minds with Charles Ide. I actually kind of find Charles interesting and funny, especially while stalking his Instagram stories. But on a serious note, nobody tell him, please. This podcast is about everything events, and well, you've got to watch out for the competition, right? One time he even asked me if I wanted to be on his podcast, but then I never heard back from him, so probably he found out that I was stalking his Instagram. I hope he gets over it. Last podcast I'm going to mention is really hard because it's kind of a tie between the lady of the hour. She's been watching her face and stopped apologizing for it. You know who I'm talking about, Rachel Hollis and the Rise podcast. I secretly imagine myself as her twin sister that she never knew she had. Here's the real story. Our mother left me at birth in a Romanian orphanage and she never knew about it. I know, what a sad story. So lame and so feeble, but seriously, I kind of like her. She's a powerhouse, she's determined, and she's a hard worker. Oh, and the other podcast, but wait, I actually said I will only mention three. Well, if you want to hear what the other podcast is, you must tune in next time. So, thank you, everyone for tuning in. You're all rock stars in my book. Some of you behind the stage rock stars, but nonetheless, rock stars. This is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the very end. If you liked what you listened to, please show us some love by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or whichever platform you listen to. Also, by leaving a great review and hitting the 5 stars, you make this podcast visible to other listeners with the same interest as you. Don't forget to follow our Instagram account at trifan_events for event and podcast updates, tips, and tricks of the trade. A huge thank you to Zeke Trifan, the original soundtrack composer of today's episode. If you need help with original music work, you can find Zeke on Instagram at TheTrifan, TRIFAN, or you can leave me a comment and I will make an introduction. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Until next time.